first day of May I took to the road. I've been staring out the window most of the morning. I watched the rain claw at the glass, and a vicious wind blew hard and fast. Should have taken it as a warning. There's a warning. A warning. There's a warning. I'd given my nurse the weekend off. My meals were ill-prepared. My typewriter turned to mute as a tomb, and my piano crouched in the corner of my room with all its teeth bared. All its teeth bare. All its teeth bare. All its teeth bare. Hallelujah. 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 Something my nurse would not have allowed. I took the small roads out of town, and I passed a cow, and the cow was brown, and my pajamas clung to me like a shroud. Like a shroud. Like a shroud. Like a shroud. There rose before me a little house with all hope and dreams kept within. A woman's voice close to my ear said, oh, why don't you come in here? You look soaked to the skin. Soaked to the skin. You look soaked to the skin. Soaked to the skin. Hallelujah. Salutation, but I knew if my nurse had been here, she would have never in a thousand years permit me to accept that invitation. Invitation. That invitation. That invitation. Now you might think it wise to risk it all, throw caution to the reckless wind, but with a hot cocoa and a medication, my nurse had been my one salvation. So I turned back home. I turned back home. I turned back home.
them in. 20 pretty girls to carry them down, 20 deep holes to bury them in. The tears are welling in my eyes again, I need 20 big buckets to catch them in. 20 pretty girls to carry them down, 20 deep holes to bury them in.